delve into an intriguing and revealing narration that immerses us in the story of Micaiah and the false prophets. In this biblical tale, we find a confrontation between divine truth and human falsehood, where the faithfulness of the prophet Micaiah faces the deceitful influence of the false prophets. In the ancient times, in the land of Israel, Ahab ruled, a king who had allowed idolatry to spread among his people. In those days, the truth was often obscured by the words of false prophets who sought to please the king more than serve the Lord. In the third year of peace between Israel and Aram, Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, visited Ahab. During their meeting, Ahab expressed his desire to reclaim Ramoth in Gilead, a city that belonged to Israel but was under the control of the king of Aram. Jehoshaphat, a pious man, agreed to help Ahab, but with one condition, that they seek the Lord's guidance first. Ahab summoned about 400 prophets, who with unanimous voices assured that the Lord would deliver the city into the king's hands. However, Jehoshaphat was not convinced and asked if there was any other prophet of the Lord whom they could consult. Ahab mentioned Micaiah, albeit with disdain, as he never prophesies anything favorable towards him. Micaiah was brought before the kings, and despite the pressure to join the choir of false promises, he stood firm in the truth. He revealed a vision of the Lord sitting on his throne, with all the heavenly host around him, deliberating over the fate of Ahab. A deceptive spirit offered to be a lie in the mouth of all Ahab's prophets, and the Lord allowed it in order to fulfill his judgment on the king who had strayed. Micaiah warned that the battle would bring disaster and dispersion for the people of Israel, like sheep without a shepherd. Despite the clear warning, Ahab chose to ignore Micaiah's prophecy and advance into battle. In his arrogance, he believed he could escape from a prophesied destiny, but on the battlefield, a random arrow found its mark in the king, thus fulfilling the word of the Lord given through Micaiah. This account, taken from the ancient scriptures, reminds us of the importance of seeking truth and divine guidance over flattering words and empty promises. It teaches us that although the truth can sometimes be hard to hear, it's the only thing that can guide us down the right path. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 18. And thus, like Micaiah, we must strive to be faithful bearers of the truth, regardless of the consequences, trusting that the will of the Lord will prevail. As King Ahab lay wounded in his chariot, the sky darkened and the clamor of the battle faded in his ears. Blood flowed slowly, like a silent testament to the fulfilled prophecy. Micaiah, though imprisoned for telling the truth, knew that his duty had been to God, not to the desires of a king. News of Ahab's death spread throughout Israel, and Micaiah's words resonated in the hearts of those who had doubted their veracity. King Jehoshaphat, upon returning to Judah, lamented having joined Ahab in battle, recognizing that only the word of the Lord is trustworthy. The account of Micaiah teaches us about the courage to stand firm in the truth, even when the whole world seems to be against it. It reminds us that God's truth will prevail, no matter how powerful those who promote the lie may seem. And Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, whatever my God says, that I will speak." 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verse 13. Just like Micaiah, we are called to speak the truth courageously, knowing that our fidelity lies in the hands of a just and sovereign God. The story of Micaiah and the false prophets does not end with Ahab's death. In the streets of Samaria, the townsfolk murmured about recent events. Micaiah's truth had prevailed, and many began to question the words of those who had falsely prophesied in the name of the Lord. The false prophets, once revered and feared, now faced the scrutiny and distrust of the people. Their empty promises had been exposed, and their influence was fading like the mist at dawn. Divine justice had shone through the darkness of deception. Meanwhile, in prison, Makea stood steadfast in his faith. Though incarcerated within four walls, his spirit was free, sustained by the certainty of having spoken the truth. His example inspired others to seek God's wisdom and guidance, rather than blindly follow corrupt leaders. And behold, I am sending you prophets and wise men and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town. Matthew chapter 23, verse 34. This verse reflects the reality of those who, like Makea, face persecution for upholding the truth. The story invites us to reflect on the value of integrity and honesty. It teaches us that, while the lie may seem to triumph for a while, the truth will always find its way. And those who remain true to the truth, even if they are punished for it, will be remembered and honored for their bravery. The story of Makea and the false prophets continues to resonate in the collective memory of the people of Israel. The truth, though it sometimes takes a while to be recognized, ultimately rises as a beacon of light in the darkness of deception and corruption. In the weeks and months that followed the death of Ahab, the kingdom of Israel plunged into a period of reflection and change. The false prophets, who once marched arrogantly through the halls of power, were now seen with disdain and distrust. People began to seek leaders and advisors who they will value honesty and justice over flattery and personal ambition. Makea, freed from his prison after the death of Ahab, was received as a hero by those who had recognized the truth in his words. His bravery and unwavering commitment to the truth inspired many to follow his example, seeking God's wisdom and guidance in all their actions. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 20. This verse reminds us that in the presence of God, we should approach with reverence and humility, acknowledging that his knowledge and justice are beyond our understanding. The story of Makea is a testament to the power of truth and the importance of standing firm in faith, even in the face of adversity. It teaches us that integrity and faithfulness to divine principles are eternal values that transcend time and circumstances. The story of Makea and the false prophets becomes a powerful allegory of the struggle between truth and lies, a narrative that transcends time and takes root in the heart of every believer. As the kingdom of Israel faced the reality of a future without Ahab, people began to value honesty and wisdom over flattery and falsehood. The false prophets, discredited and embarrassed, scattered, and some sought forgiveness for their deceptions. The word of Makea, on the other hand, spread like an echo of hope and righteousness. His legacy was not just of prophecy, but of an unwavering commitment to the truth. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. This verse resonates with the story of Makea, reminding us that true freedom comes from following the truth, no matter how unpopular or dangerous it may be. Makea's influence grew, and his life became a living testimony to faithfulness to God. The leaders who came after Ahab sought advisors like Makea, men and women whose loyalty was with God before the kings. Over time, Micaiah's story became a legend among the people of Israel. His courage and commitment to the truth were taught from generation to generation, reminding everyone of the importance of integrity and faith in God. The descendants of those who had been deceived by false prophets learned to value wisdom and to discern between those who spoke out of ambition and those who were true messengers of God. Justice and truth became the pillars of the community, and leaders were chosen for their character and faithfulness to divine principles. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 24 to 25. This verse reinforces the idea that although people and their words may fail, God's word is eternal and reliable. Micaiah's influence also extended beyond the borders of Israel. Stories of his courage and faith reached other nations, inspiring many to seek the truth and to live righteously. His legacy became a beacon of hope for those facing oppression and injustice. The narrative of Micaiah and the false prophets becomes a timeless parable about the search for truth in a world full of deception. As Micaiah's story was passed from mouth to mouth, his message of integrity and unwavering faith in God deeply rooted in the consciousness of the people. The years passed, and the figure of Micaiah rose to an almost mythical status. He became the archetype of the brave prophet, the one who, despite adversity and persecution, remained unshakable in his commitment to the truth. His story inspired poets, artists, and thinkers who saw in him a model of resistance against corruption and falsehood. For the word of God is alive and effective and sharper than any double-edged sword, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. This verse encapsulates the transformative power of the truth that Micaiah defended, a truth that penetrates to the depths of the soul and separates the just from the unjust. Over time, Micaiah's lesson became a pillar for faith communities. Religious and lay leaders alike reflected on his story, searching for the wisdom to guide their followers on the path of righteousness. Micaiah's story was taught to children, not only as a history lesson, but as a life manual, an example of how to live with honor and dignity. The story of Micaiah and the false prophets, rich in teachings and symbolism, continues to unfold like a tapestry spanning eternity. Each thread represents a lesson about the importance of truth and justice, and how these virtues are fundamental to a righteous and pious society. With the passage of years, Micaiah became an icon of resistance against corruption and lies. His story was shared in synagogues and homes, in fields and markets, reminding everyone that truth is a treasure that must be protected and bravely defended. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. This verse urges us to value and preserve truth above all else, for it is the foundation of wisdom and understanding. The influence of Micaiah also transcended the religious sphere, becoming an example in the world of politics and justice. Judges and rulers reflected on his story, seeking inspiration from it to act with fairness and impartiality. Imbued with meaning and wisdom, it becomes a beacon of light for all those seeking truth in a sea of uncertainty. Over the centuries, his message of integrity and faithfulness to God has inspired. Countless souls have remained firm in their convictions, even in the face of adversity. Today, the figure of Micaiah stands as a symbol of the fight against misinformation and manipulation. In an era where truth is often distorted by personal and political interests, his story reminds us of the importance of diligently seeking the truth and defending it bravely. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 15. This verse encourages us to be ready to defend our beliefs and the truth we embrace, echoing Micaiah's firmness in front of kings and false prophets. It becomes a metaphor for the eternal struggle between the light of truth and the shadows of lies. As his story intertwines with the fabric of human history, it becomes a testament to the resilience of the human spirit in the face of adversity and disappointment. In the modern era, the figure of Micaiah particularly resonates with those who face misinformation and media manipulation. His story is a reminder that even in the age of information, truth is a precious asset that must be diligently sought and courageously defended. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. This verse calls us to live in authenticity and transparency, reflecting the honesty that Micaiah personified. As we conclude our reflection on Micaiah's curse and the false prophets, we are confronted with the importance of truth and integrity in our spiritual quest. This story reminds us that the consequences of false prophecy are severe and real, and that we must wisely discern between truth and deception in our lives. May this account motivate us to seek the truth with diligence and to remain faithful to God at all times, resisting the temptations of falsehood and manipulation. May we learn from the lessons of Micaiah's history and find the path to the true light and wisdom that only come from God.